Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports, taking you into Thursday. And, of course, the high school regimen continuing with all of our high schoolers with the conditioning program. Got amped up a little bit this week. Still some COVID concerns very much in the back of everyone's mind. And at the forefront at several high schools, including now four students or staff members in Gwinnett. They've added to that list Discovery, Mill Creek, North Gwinnett, and Parkview High Schools. Are having a little bit of an issue with that right now. The GHSA increased to 50 the maximum number of students and staff in one workout group this week and expanded some of the things they can do. We'll just wait and watch and see. At West Georgia, we'll have a number of youngins coming back in a couple of weeks to begin off-season, the strength and conditioning and things like that, with practices set to begin in August if everything goes smoothly between now and then. Everything is kind of written in pencil right now as well. And something a little bit exciting about Wolves football, a story that you'll be hearing about later on today regarding one of the members of David Dean's football staff. Excited to learn about all of that coming up. And, of course, we'll wait and watch and see what the new seasons look like. And, of course, if we play some football, we are expecting to have an interesting year. And, of course, that'll be coming up 10 weeks from tonight is when the Wolves are penciled in to get the brand new season started up in Jefferson City, Tennessee, against Carson Newman. Same night, Georgia Tech scheduled to play Clemson. 3 days later, Georgia and Virginia, or 4 days later, it's Labor Day, with their opening ball game set for Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but still a lot to be done between now and then. Baseball expected to be back and playing, and the Braves are now thinking Cole Hamels is going to be set to go in their rotation. He is basically, it's kind of written down, he's going to be this year's Dallas Keuchel, is what the Braves are hoping. Keuchel was a big, big push for Atlanta as they made the move and got into postseason play last year. We'll wait and watch and see how that one works out for the Atlanta team as the preseason work will begin in about a week, and then they'll try to play some ball games. That truncated 60-game season has got everybody scratching their head a little bit. The NFL will be back in some kind of training mode by that time. Golf is in Connecticut this week for the Travelers Championship. Brooks Koepka withdrew from the tournament. His caddy is tested positive for COVID, and a number of NBA defectors say they're not going to the Disney bubble because of various concerns. And that's a look at sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.